Now, the recent release of the 2019 Hilda survey has revealed that the 65-plus age bracket is the fastest-growing sector of the Australian workforce. Despite this, they're also the most vulnerable group, as they're likely to be axed from part-time or fixed-term contracts. So, double-edged sword there a little bit. But what does this actually mean? Professorial Fellow and Director of the Hilda Survey, Mark Wooden, joins us on the line now to tell us a little bit more. Mark, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So we hear a lot about, young people entering the workforce in quite large numbers, but what sort of impact does the influx of older workers have on our economy and workforce?
Well, it's just part of the nature of things, reflecting our demographics. We're ageing, we're an ageing population, we're living longer. So when people, I think you're mainly concerned about the people who once upon a time we wouldn't have called working age. You know, they've hit 65, you're supposed to, in theory, you qualify for the age pension, you can go off and retire and live out the rest of your lives. But there's more of us who are deciding that's not the way that things will be done. And I think it's a lot of it's just simply because they're healthier and they want to do things. And employment is a big part of that and keeps us active and adds meaning to our life.
And in terms of vulnerability in the workforce as well, they're also a group quite likely to be axed from part-time or fixed-term contracts. What sort of impact does this have, sort of walking that line?
Well, I wouldn't overemphasise that. It is true that amongst employees, they are much more likely to be casual. But the other thing is they are very highly likely to be self-employed. So, compared to the younger people, over 40% of them will be self-employed. So that's obviously... self-employment. It's pretty unstable, but that's just the nature of the beast. And the other thing is that most of these people have been in their jobs for a very long time. This is not a matter of people who've been laid off and then having to find another job to exit out. 80% of them have been in their job for more than 5 years. Whereas the most of the workforce, it's less than half have been in their job for 5 years. So it's a matter of holding on to the jobs they've got. It is true that once they do lose a job, then they're very vulnerable. They will then find a casual job and will probably find they are at risk. But most of them, this is a matter of continuing what they've been doing for quite a long time.
And you mentioned before that a lot of people are still working as, it's something to do, something to keep active, something to keep working away at. I think there's quite a common idea, though, that a lot of people who would be sort of in that 65-plus age bracket who are still working are doing so because maybe super is increasingly insufficient when it comes to funding retirement, or retirement isn't necessarily as feasible as it was however many years ago. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I think the other fact that's coming in is the need for income. I'm not sure it's that super being insufficient, that's true. But what it's partly about is that people are very risk averse. They don't like the notion that, they might have to live off the old age pension. And so because they're living longer, of course you don't know how long you're going to live, you're thinking, well, is it going to be enough? So they're thinking that. And also I think aspirations have increased. The notion, we've seen with our inquiry into aged care home, I think a lot of us don't want to be living in an aged care home where what you're paying is all you can afford with an age pension, because then you're not going to be getting, the best facilities. You're going to be getting an aged care home that doesn't have as many nurses, it doesn't have all the facilities. And so you're not living to the lifestyle that you've been accustomed. Okay, so I think that is happening. Rising aspirations, living longer, and particularly remember, a lot of those people are self-employed. Again, 40% are self-employed, and they're probably not the people who are necessarily putting a lot away into super over their lives.
And just before I let you go, Mark, do you think that this is something we're going to see more of in the future, a trend that is going to continue to rise?
I think so, because it's still a fairly small proportion. When we're talking about in the last 10 years, 10 years ago, about 10% of the people aged 65-plus were employed. Now it's 15%. That still leaves quite a lot more. Obviously, it's never going to be 70, never going to be 80, 100%, because people are going to retire. But there's plenty of scope for further rises in this employment in this group.
Well, Mark, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.